This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Roseburg Recycling has got a rollout of 10,000 new recycling carts getting started this month. Dory John, the company president and general manager, in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Get real close to the mic there. And okay. 10,000, I was thinking of that this morning, 10,000 recycling carts, that's going to be quite a sight.
It's a lot to manage. Fortunately, they're coming in on truckloads staggered, and we'll take them out so they're not all in our lot at once.
So what led to all this whole new program?
The Recycling Modernization Act was passed in Oregon that requires all cities over 4,000 to have a similar recycling program with the same contents being recycled. And so we are getting on board with that and able to offer a lot more to our customers.
Well, recycling has kind of evolved over the years. We were kind of on a roll there, and then some things changed, and some things that, you know, you couldn't recycle anymore, and it's been a big shift. This really looks like a big shift, though, in the other direction.
It sure is. We are going to be recycling a great deal of stuff, just like all over the state. So people will get to recycle their yogurt containers. That's a big one that people ask for.
I'd never had that on my list.
You didn't. Huh. Sour cream, you know, all of that, as well as other plastics, metals, pots and pans are even included. All cardboard, not just corrugated cardboard, but the paperboard boxes that your cereal comes in, and other paper products, newspapers, egg cartons even.
Wow. So a lot more that can be recycled, but there's probably sort of some procedures to this. Jamie Stewart is in for Roseburg Disposal with us as well. Jamie, talk about some of the things people ought to know about how to do this properly, which is all, I guess, in your recycling guide, which is on my refrigerator, but I haven't read it yet. So here we are talking about it.
So the biggest thing is read the paperwork, because that kind of shows you what we've got here. A lot of questions that we're being asked is, do we have to still clean the items? Well, they don't want your food. That's not the recyclables. So, yes, you have to at least rinse them out, make sure there's no chunks of food left, no milk that's going to curdle in the bottom of your plastic bottles. And we have been so stringent on separating everything in the last few years so that we could make sure what we were taking was being recycled. So we are now going commingle. You can mix all of this together in the one can. You do not have to keep them separate from each other. That's a biggie that I think is going to help us get a lot of recycle out there.
But the point, though, is that they've really got to be pretty clean, though.
Well, they have to be. I mean, you don't have to wash them, but no food products left behind. No, like I said, clumps of milk left behind.
So what are you hearing so far this week? You guys started rolling these out in the last few days.
A lot of excitement, a lot of people saying it's finally time that we've done this, and a lot of people saying, I don't want this big can at my house. So it's a combination.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a big can. I have figured out that the can may go to a different location than where it is currently, because that gives me two cans, which sort of creates a different look on the side of the house. So I had to figure that out, but that's not a big deal. So one of the other aspects of this that people have got to get right is the every other week aspect. Explain that one.
Yeah. So the garbage, I want to make very clear, the garbage service does not change. Your trash can still goes every week, just as it has always. Nothing's changing on your garbage service. The recycle service, however, the reason for the larger can is it is going to be every other week instead of every week. That way we can supply service for half of our customers one week, the other half of the customers the next week, and we don't have to buy any additional trucks or hire any additional people. The two that we have doing the recycle can still cover the whole Roseburg area that we service with the every other week service.
Which also means then if you happen to be working from home or at home or whatever, and you hear the vehicle come by to pick up your trash, that doesn't mean your recycling has been picked up yet. That's going to be a different vehicle, different time of the day probably.
That is correct. They're going to try and stay out of each other's way, so they will try and get there at different times.
But the same day.
Same day.
So that's to keep in mind. Anything? Any other questions that do you think people might want to think about that you could address now?
We are not charging an additional fee for the recycle can. That is all in your garbage service. It comes with the garbage service. There is no extra fee. People keep asking, how much is this can going to cost me? It does not. It comes with your trash service. So that's not a separate fee. And I think the biggest one is that they're very concerned about their garbage bags. You can still use garbage bags in your garbage can, not in your recycle can. In your garbage can, you can.
But you don't want the bags in the recycling can.
No plastic bags at all in the recycle can. So, no glass.
So unlike a lot of things in life, this might be a time, particularly for men, to actually read instructions.
That's our hope. From some of the questions we've had, I'm not sure it's going to happen completely, but that is our hope.
All right, Dori, John, anything else you want to add about this whole program?
The program was set up and is being financed partially by the producers of the materials. So packaging producers and paper producers are paying into a fund that then goes out and helps to pay for the service of collecting and recycling the product.
Wow. So and you said Oregon's the first state to do this?
The first one. We've got a few right behind us.
Wow. So a big shift. And if people want to find out more, do you have all this information online too?
It is online at the Circular Action Alliance or recycleon.com. We'll tell them more about that portion of it.
All right, Dori, John, and Jamie Stewart from Roysburg Disposal, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.